Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems. It's a Friday, that means it must be Fast Five time, and you've got Gem this week. Although, to be fair, you might be listening to this at any time. It could be Tuesday morning and you're listening to it, although really you should be listening to the longer podcast that comes out on Tuesday mornings. I digress. I've already used up half a minute of my time. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is, after that rather jaunty opening, it's a concern of mine. And that is the phrase, time heals all wounds. And I think it's fair to say it does. If you've ever been unlucky enough to have a breakup of a relationship, or maybe you broke your arm or something like that, at the time it can feel very, very painful. But 3 years later, and you can look at it all with a sense of perspective, and you've moved on with your life. And it's the same thing with history. Right now, there's actually an organisation that I've been doing a little bit of work with called WarGen, which is all about trying to capture memories of the last remaining soldiers of World War II. Now, obviously, these men are now in their 90s, and they certainly weren't the senior generals at the time. They're all dead. These are perhaps the youngest men in their units who are now very old indeed. And it's this voluntary organization to go out and actually interview these people in their care homes, because they certainly can't come to a local location. And what I wanted to perhaps do a little shout out there for WarGen, we'll put a little link in the in this podcast below, if that's something that you could help them with, or indeed they're trying to find people. So if your grandfather or great-grandfather is still around and served in World War II and is in the UK, then they would love to hear from you. That's, if you like, the positive way of it. And there is this sort of frantic dash to get all this stored digitally, which therefore will last forever. And of course, with World War II itself, we have moving footage. We even have moving footage of World War I. But here's my concern. When I was in university, I fell in love with the Mongol Empire. You get this sort of gleeful fun as these horsemen explode out of Eastern Asia and spread an empire that covers everywhere from China to Poland, for heaven's sakes. Now, the Mongols were smart. There weren't many of them, and they had a gigantic empire with some of the largest cities in the world under their sway. They didn't have enough time and resource and men to just simply put a garrison in every single city. So what they did is they had a very simple rule. If you capitulated immediately and unequivocally, you could basically get on with your lives. It's just you owed all your taxes to the Mongols rather than the previous ruler. But if there was any kind of resistance, you could expect horrific levels of butchery and slaughter. And when you read about these things, it sounds bad, but you've been separated by these events by 700 years. The Mongols aren't put in the same territory as, say, the Nazis. And yet, when you're looking about the sheer scale of destruction and death, we are talking about millions. And we are talking about some areas that are so badly affected, they still bear the scars today. The best example of that being Iraq. Iraq, you tend to think of as a fairly deserty type of country. And yet, it used to be quite lush and agricultural, but all their canals and waterways were destroyed by the Mongols, and they haven't been rebuilt 700 years later. Now, this isn't because the Iraqi people couldn't get their act together, but because there's such a massive loss of population, it's taken till the 20th century before there's a need for these things to come up again. So my concern is this. We know the Nazis are bad, but when we look at some of the horrific crimes of the past, we tend to give them a pass. The Mongols, yeah, but it all happened a long time ago. The Vikings, yeah, but it all happened a long time ago. My worry is, are we going to start thinking about things like that in the 20th century? I was not alive during the events of World War II, and chances are the people listening to this right now weren't either. Does that mean that we're going to start to put the Nazis in context, where we're going to point out, yes, they killed millions of people, but look, they invented motorways. Now, I really hope that doesn't happen, but it is a worry from examples of the past that as time moves on, we tend to feel less connected with these crimes of the past. And actually, when it comes to people carrying out horrific massacres of civilian populations, we should actually be lumping them all together and pointing the finger at them. It doesn't matter whether it was ideologically or whether it was cold, brutal logic and calculation. The point is, death is death, and destructions of civilian populations is never, ever a good thing. So yes, as history progresses, maybe our empathy of certain events diminishes. Time, as I said at the beginning,
sadly, heals all wounds.